Hello, welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me we have Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Thank God.
Hey, Boulder Buster was cool as hell.
It was interesting.
He was cool as hell, and you know it. Rob, who plays? I know the name, but which one are you going by?
It's I'm staying with Damon.
Damn it. I tried. All right, and Art, who plays?
Shinsoku.
Shinsoku. Because that name just it's so good with a water user. Oh, and it's also the name of a Japanese priest. I nailed it. All right. So, we had a bit of a shakeup last time, and I'm going to spare you the question of the day again this week.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to make one up just because you are so happy about it.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Yeah, come up with one on the spot right now.
Okay. What is your character's... Oh, I've probably done biggest fear.
Yes.
Have I? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have.
I'm thinking back and I can't remember.
I don't think I have. I think I was going to do it one time and I didn't. And if we did, we just get a second big fear. What is a huge fear of your character, everybody?
Darkness.
He's afraid of the dark?
Yes.
That's why she's so bright.
My ass totally forgot.
Why?
What do you mean why?
You literally light up anything you're in. You have power before, to do that.
But before she couldn't, and if she was she was scared.
Mike, what's Blastar's biggest fear?
Loud noises. You're constantly in fear, always.
I'm in fear of my own powers.
You're in fear of your family and everyone.
Oh God. I would have to go with, I think he would really be afraid of being alone. That's why he's got Cece.
I feel that.
You have so many people around you, yeah.
He always has somebody. And now he's got voices. He can literally talk to anybody.
Yeah, he's never alone.
Yeah.
Unless he's in a power dampening cell.
That's going to bite me in the ass.
Yeah, no.
And Mr. Shadow Man.
And in your neck.
Oh yeah, I have Minion now too.
Demon?
I haven't figured that out yet.
He's fearless. He doesn't have any fear.
Oh, that is bullshit. I have fear. It's the fear of your line dying out.
Which is less so now because of the surge, because of what you've told me.
Correct, but still, that was a huge fear.
That was a fear, yeah.
All right, and Mr. Shinsoku. Well, the joke was Shinsoku, but Shinsoku is what it would be, yeah.
Biggest fear? I guess the biggest fear right now for this character is, how is he really going to fit into this world? Because...
Well, you see, you have all your same memories.
Right, but...
And you have both sets of memories. Now, because you're the only one who stayed, I'm going to lay you down some knowledge.
Hey.
Oh, you both did. Yeah, so y'all are going to get some knowledge because you have the other world, you know? When your fox said it's a little warmer here,
mm-hmm.
She meant it.
The other world's in an ice age?
No. You know when you guys came back from Antarctica?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't figure out what the portal was. It opened.
Oh.
Oh.
So frost giants are actually invading that world.
Well.
And they just got Damon, who's going to help them nip that bitch in the bud. So.
I meant to ask if Rico wasn't the one that was, you know, like the mole, I guess, without knowing that he was the mole. Who was the mole in the group?
Their side?
Yeah.
There wasn't one.
Oh. Okay.
Actually, I had it planned to be a... I was going to roll a d4, and it was going to be one of them. Mm. I had not determined that one, because I didn't have a backstory for why it happened. That was just me being honest. I could have bullshitted and said it was Damon just for fun, but...
Well,
it wouldn't have worked.
You still can, because... But then we also did the whole memory roll thing.
Uh-huh.
So we'd have found it.
Correct.
Did we find it?
Yeah, it was you again.
Fucker.
Or it could be Luna.
Oh, because you know what? Yes, because you left your mom's
actually,
house.
Actually, no, it would have to be me.
Why?
Because I still had the telepathic power set.
Oh, you're right. It makes so much sense. Yes, it was you. But yeah, in addition.
But they hadn't found it.
They
didn't think to find it.
Yeah, so he had a weird connection to you for a second. He's like, the fuck? And then it went away.
It's like, shit, not this again.
So, Art, and Rob, You guys also know that the Siren ship you guys took down was detonated. But you know that it was redirected upward via an ice shield that was created by Mr. Shinsoku. And he had to burn like every spell slot he had because he hadn't used any for the day, and rolled a massive power check to pull it off with his water power set to combine his power and everything together to boom, blow it up.
Neat.
And all it did was it leveled like a 50 mile radius around it, but that's tiny compared to what it could have been. So there's like, there's going to be another city there now, but not here. Art made a small change to Shinsoku. He doesn't have exoskeleton power set. He has the teleportation power set again.
Power set. Yep.
But that's the only change, I think. No changes for New Daemon.
New Daemon.
You can swap with one of those power sets, is what I'm saying.
Get the exoskeleton power set. Oh.
The Sage might not be a bad idea, because then you get the...
Yeah, but what do you give up?
Yeah.
Probably Celestial, but...
That was the one I was thinking about giving up.
But if you want to swap something for that, you have until the end of the episode, and you have until next week to come up with what you want to swap it for.
Yep.
It's up to you. You don't have to do it now, obviously. So, you guys are kind of... Yes.
Before, when we were switching back, Luna, yes, and Rico, you said we get something. So, correct. Just reminding you. So I know it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a few minutes. It's been a hot minute.
It's been a bit.
So, Natalie, what Bright Force is going to get is she feels that she can do that whirlwind throw with Eradicator, her weapon.
Okay.
And she also feels like if she punches things, it's gonna hurt a lot. And she's gonna keep Titanic Punch, which is a 4d8 punch for her. Because it's traded as large.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a wham. And what it does is if they're going to make a strength save, and if they fail, they're going to be knocked prone, which means you'll get advantage on the next attack.
Oh, cool.
And it is a DC... Oh, shit. It's a DC 19 strength save. Things are going to fall down a lot around her. Okay. Next, Mr. Blastar.
Hi.
I had an idea. See, I'm torn. Because the thing I want to give you wouldn't help you.
No?
Not with how you have your character built at all.
Aw. Okay.
Oh, do I give it to you anyway? I think I'm going to. You still have Baby. But it's a little different.
Okay.
It has the same 5d6 plus, you know, plus 10. And it's to hit is still with Dex. Or Dex or... His was charisma. You know what? Screw it. It's on the weapon. It hits with charisma. Charisma to hit and damage, and it is. So it is a.
Okay.
You're proficient. So it's. Well, your charisma is plus 5, right?
Yeah.
So you're proficient in it that. And it's not a plus weapon, but it does add 10 to the damage. So it's 5d6 plus 15, probably, if you hit right.
Yeah.
And you can channel any of your boom power set spells through it out to its range. Which is whatever cost rifle range is in my notes.
Okay.
Yep.
500 foot range. I'm assuming main range, not long range.
Correct. Yeah. It.
Long range is nuts.
Yeah. No. That. Yeah. Only for the short range.
Okay. This is fun.
Mm-hmm. And it hit. Like I said, it hits with charisma.
All right.
Because that came with it.
Plus 10 to hit, plus 15 to damage.
5d6 plus 15, yeah.
No, wait. Is it a plus 1?
No.
So it's 9 to hit, plus 9 to hit.
Yes.
So it's basically a super spell attack that I can do every round.
Correct. You can also channel... I can channel
my booms through it.
Yeah, you can't channel a cantrip through it, but you can channel a boom through it. Because it was designed for powers, not for spells. Which they're similar in function and...
So basically, I have increased range.
Correct.
I have a range of... Fuck you!
Yeah, it's like a grenade at the end. You hit them with the bolt and then it explodes.
Airburst rounds. Let's go.
That's basically what they are, yes. All right, cool. So the gentleman who stayed, they are going to have the ability to make some minor modifications to their characters. I'm going to give until next session for that. To whatever they need to, and we can talk about things they might want in return for items they had, things like that. And if they have any ideas, please talk to me. You guys know that.
Yep.
And if you come up with something this episode, you're like, hey, by the way, just ask. I'm willing to pause what we're doing and do that. So you guys kind of go back to your daily lives.
About time.
Yeah, I know, right?
Been locked away for a week.
Yeah, I mean, shit happened, and then we needed to make things sure things were okay.
Did I get to keep the other, I don't know if we actually did do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're training with the Wakizashi. I was training with Samurai Crab before he changed.
Yeah, you had a couple sessions with it, but not enough to, like,
I'm just wondering if he gave me the little cold sword or not.
He wasn't going to give you the
little cold sword. Not hero, but...
No,
the other one.
It was just a regular short sword. It just did cold damage. Because of him. Because
of me.
Oh.
It was just a regular-ass Wakizashi.
Okay.
I think it was plus one, but I don't even know if it was.
In any case, we got two levels went over.
Ding, ding. Yeah. Would you guys like to roll your hit points for your... I'll get to that here
in a moment.
Yep.
All right. And I think there's a bunch of dice to be rolled by the new people who transmogged.
And then it's...
D6s.
If it's three or less, it doesn't count.
Four?
All you're looking for is fives and sixes. Fives and sixes. Gotcha.
And each one adds one or two.
So I need two D8s.
Rob, yours matters more.
I start off rolling my two D8s for the two rogue levels. Okay. Two out of my three rogue levels, because I...
Versus max, yeah.
Yep. And the rest is D10s.
Correct.
11 of them.
All them bones.
A 1 and a 5.
So you added 1 to your HP. Oh, no. No, I don't. Added nothing.
But now I got 10 more dice to roll. 11 more dice to roll.
Not particularly great, right, Art?
5 points.
No crit.
Oh, oof.
Ice.
But I only got, two ones? Three twos? Bunch of threes and fours, though.
Yeah. Was it almost... How many?
I had two ten. I rolled three of the dice, fell on my hands, and rolled down the dice roller. Then two more came down after that.
And blew the tens away?
Blew those tens to an 8 and a 4.
Oof.
Rip.
Okay, so I go up by 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay. And Art went up by 5.
Mm-hmm. That's on my first roll.
Oh.
That's 5 dice. So I go up by 9.
There you go.
5, 10.
So
11, 12.
Hold on. Yeah, 17. D10 is treated as a 6. So you're looking for 7 and better.
7 better. Oh. Then, really?
Yeah. The average for D10 is 6.
So 7 is still a plus 1.
Yes.
Yes.
7, 8, 9, 10. So max could get his 4. That's why I knew it was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, so then subtract 3, so it was 6.
6 plus 14, 18, 22, plus 22 hit points.
Okay, so you're at 134 now? No, 133. I think you're at 111, right?
I'm at 216 before... I add the 22 hit point.
216? How?
Or one. My head doesn't
matter. Fuck. I was like,
126.
How? Okay. Plus 22, right?
Yes.
So, okay.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Yep. Okay.
So, they're letting us out now, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to test out that new power you gave me that I hinted at last time, but you never let me.
Correct.
Because you said that the bad shit would happen.
I did say the bad shit would happen.
I am going to try and reach out to Gwen using my new telepathic boost.
She is
likely still in the other...
Call number to D12. I want to see where she is.
7.
She is actually at the college right now.
Damn.
I rolled a one. It's like exactly opposite what you wanted.
Well, I already said that that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you called Gwen, and she's like, hey, I'm at the college. Or
it's the mental connection. And like, oh, cool.
And you didn't fry her brain.
And I didn't fry my brain or her brain. Definite plus.
Facts.
So, do we know where we are, or did they...
Well, they popped you back out in Riverside City. Like, they brought you home.
They brought us back to the FSA.
Yeah, you're in, like, floor 57 or whatever it is, where the teleportation bay is.
Ah.
They're like, okay, you guys, I know most of your apartments are here, so, you know,
here or go home. I only get one of those per day, don't I? Long-range.
Correct.
Yeah, my telepathy now once per day gets the same range as sending.
Oh. And the connection maintains is for a conversation, basically, until you're like, okay, we're done talking, and then it fades.
Well, then I'm going to start making my way over towards the college so I can hang out with her.
Cool. You find out your bikes are all like laid out for you guys in the parking lot. They're in their, you know, duffel bag forms, but they're all there.
Cool. So I'm.
No, what makes me really sad giving up the exos is I lose my fly. But
Completely, right? Yeah.
I lose all access to shield.
Huh?
You have a new fly. Fly,
yeah.
Same one I have.
So, I have a new...
You still run up walls because you have the armor. The armor.
Oh, no. Your dad is going to be so upset.
Why?
You lost that armor.
No,
I still have the armor.
He's wearing the armor. It's like, like I said, it's treated as...
I thought the samurai armor was just gone.
It's treated as mithril, like a mithril half plate for him. So, and it actually, in reality, it's a little bit... When you wear it, it morphs to fit you. So it is more, soft. But when you take it off, it forms right back into what it looked like before. It molds to fit the need of the wearer. So effectively, it's giving you greater mage armor.
What if it was reacting to hero?
What do you mean?
Like, it started out as just normal samurai armor with some magic.
Yeah.
But then when he found hero, it decided, he shaped it to fit
him. So hero shaped it for him?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Yeah, I think they're like a set, those two. They function very closely together.
Does the, what was it, the Suba?
Mm-hmm.
Does that fit Hero?
He never tried.
Yeah.
Does Hero have a Suba?
He does not, actually. He's been Subaless.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Yep.
I'm going to mark down my inspiration.
You can take it. Yeah, you've noticed that he's been Subaless forever. Like, you just never thought to add anything to it until Blaster's like, hey, don't you have that Suba that needs a home?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Damn. Rob just showed me his character sheet. Fuck you.
What? For what?
My passive... His passive perception is 30?
Yep.
Passive investigation, 25.
23. Passive insight, 20.
You are a monster.
Nothing gets by him. He's like Seymour.
What?
Andrew's wizard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With the passive investigation of God.
No, that wasn't Seymour. That was Zigbar.
Zigbar, hunter.
Okay.
He had expertise in perception, so he had...
I'm just referring to the one character that I know. The fucking...
Wheelchair-bound...
Wheelchair-bound divination wizard.
Hey, Paul. When we get back to town...
Yes.
I use my ability to detect portals, any portal within a mile of me.
Where are you in town?
FSA headquarters.
FSA headquarters.
It gets you the nearest one. There's one, like, right behind it. Like, you would just buy it.
Okay.
Teleport. So,
there's an active teleportation circle there. Don't do it at the FSA HQ. That will not get you a good answer.
Okay. No, I wasn't sure if the actual definition of portal.
Oh, my God.
No, if it's active, it's considered a portal.
Will his dad have to pay back that bet? He had a bet with...
I'm a half-caster.
Mortum.
He's a half-caster.
Oh.
I'm a wisdom caster, unfortunately, now.
Unfortunate, but you
unfortunate,
know.
My ass. You.
Hey, we got the bases covered again. Yes, we have Int, Wisdom, and Charisma.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Awesome.
I still have all my old skills and some.
We got.
Oh, I have a lot.
Did you do Scout or Sniper?
I did Sniper because it gives me expertise in perception and survival.
I think the and Scout gives survival and nature. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you already had expertise in nature, so you could have switched it to perception.
Yep. But since Sniper gives me +2 to hit,
yeah.
I now my laser pistol is a +14 to hit.
Yeah, it's good. And you're going to take the -5, get the 10 damage?
Yep. But honestly, my next level up in Rogue, I'm going to be taking a feat of... I'm going to retry to get the continue down the line trying to get the whatchamacallit epic boon.
Are you shitting me? Seriously?
I've invested so much into trying to get to it.
So, I'm playing with my new power and just talking to Gwen the whole way.
Yeah, she's like, that's really long. You're pretty far away, aren't you?
Yes.
Actually, no.
Had some.
You could actually have seen the college from where you were. like, no, really. If you like looked over, you could have seen it from high up. You were in the window.
Yeah, but that wasn't my aim. Was to test my distance, thinking that she was in the other.
It didn't work.
You're it like, didn't work. So I'll actually, have to try again. Tomorrow.
I'm sorry. It didn't burn the ability because she was within eyesight, even if you didn't know she was. Eh. You could just try and call Grimoire. You know she's not there.
Yeah, but I don't. Really have anything to talk to her about just yet. Actually, I do, but, you know, Gwen first.
Yeah, and Cece's like, yo, okay, so we're back to doing this, and I'm so happy, yay! Can we go get snacks?
Yes, we can go get snacks.
Yay! I want sushi.
Hey, Cece.
Yeah, hi. Wait, Shinzoku.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. I remembered.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm gonna summon my familiar.
What is their name? I was going to go with Yuki, because Japanese for snow.
Oh, that works. That works very well.
What about Keo?
I don't know what that means.
Actually, no, that's Hawaiian. But it generally means, like, you know, white spirit or, you know, snow spirit.
He's Japanese. Japanese man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a
well,
little...
Well, I was going with that because of Pokemon, because of the Vulpix thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He says... She says, oh, hello, Cece. She's like, what the fuck is that? This is not, we did not talk about this, Rico. What the fuck is this?
Well, Shinsokyu isn't Samurai Crab.
No, I get that. I'm not dumb. What the fuck is that? And he looks at
you
the box.
You just see his tiny little paw pointing. Who the fuck is that?
And the little tiny, like, finger claw. Like, who the fuck is that? Well, I'm the cute animal sidekick here. Let's be queer.
You are.
Damn skate. Who's that? And Yuki goes, oh, I was such good friends with my version of Cece. Hold on. Wait, you knew me? Wait, hold on. Wait, we were cool. How about you leave her with me? We'll figure this out.
Yes. That's why.
Okay, cool.
That's why I brought her
She takes her and, like, they both disappear.
God.
That's weird.
Oh, they're going to be troubled together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel.
And also, you don't know where they are. That way, they did not go back to the familiar pocket.
Huh. Well, she can teleport.
Yep.
So.
And you know that you can just resummon her if something. Like, you can resummon yours. You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a snow spirit.
I'm not worried about mine.
They have a little Hawaiian shirt on and sunglasses and a visor when they return.
Okay. So,
I'm worried, but I'm making my way to the
You
college.
Get a message
Who
from
would
CC?
Like to join me?
We Gucci. Go. You're good.
Still worried, but I'm going to the college. Who would like to join me?
I think I'm going to have to go to explain things to my parents.
Yeah, I'm going to have a...
Everybody's got to talk to their parents except for us.
No, I'll go with you.
Cool.
You want to go talk to your mom?
No, I really don't.
Would you like to hang out with Gwen and I?
Be a third wheel?
I'm going to be a third wheel? Really?
I mean, usually it's Cece.
You won't well, be CC is now. CC is now.
So I am going to be the third wheel no matter what.
Not necessarily.
But you know, if we're together, the likelihood of shenanigans happening is now
exponential.
So much higher than what it would be. It grows exponentially.
It's not good for us.
We are shenanigans.
Have your phones ready, guys. I'm just letting you know.
Where's that we fucked up button? There it is.
Oh, no, no, it's a widget on your home screen.
Who put this as a widget on our phone?
CC.
Damon.
CC did.
CC?
And then she did. Ah. And she you hear her voice in your head. Oh yeah, I fucking did that for sure. When I added White Forest to our family plan to the family sharing through the Play Store, I added that as a widget.
Yeah, it's appreciated.
I got you.
My bad. Okay,
I'm still have discuss. Fun. I'm discussing with the fox, and she voice clicks out.
And I was going to order her sushi, but, you know.
You hear snap back. Hear pop back. You order and I'll pick it up. Order enough for two.
All right.
Yuki said she wants nigiri? What the fuck that is? But yeah, she wants nigiri.
Nigiri is a type of sushi.
I know. That's why she asked for it. Salmon roe specific. She wants. Which, you know, it's a little pricey, but it's, you know.
I got money.
Okay, so you go to the college, yep. And you make your way to, well, actually, yeah, to where she is, and she's actually in one of the academic buildings, which is unusual for her nowadays.
Okay,
and you see that she has her old like witch's hat pin on her chest, which is really weird.
Hang on, did Mikey switch universes on us? What the fuck?
Holy shit, that's exactly what I was thinking. Oh my god.
No, because the temperature's right, so you know it's not that.
I'm sure they filled us in on that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but she, it looks like she's going, she has an AR window in front of her, like you would an iPad, and she's like scrolling through and checking boxes.
So, what's going on?
Oh, hey, babe. So I may have been offered a large sum of money to tutor a particularly bad student, but I needed to get caught up on the curriculum.
Okay.
Yes, Rob.
Is that student named Mikey?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my God, imagine.
No, it's some rich kid came into, you know.
Okay. Really,
like smart as a whip, just not definitely really strong in magic, just not getting it.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, it was like teaching you, but but they're really smart, not really like not they don't have the your gravitas, you know what I mean?
What's their name? Luna's like, hi, I'm here, also hi.
Oh, hey, and she walks over, she gives you like not like a girl hug, but like I wanted to see you hug. I'm glad you're here kind of hug, you know?
Mm-hmm. Luna goes for a high five and then sees that it's a hug and she goes...
And she ducks your hand and moves in for a hug.
All right.
She's like, not too hard.
Okay.
What's the... last name's Corvin.
Okay.
I
know of one other person with that name.
Yeah, his name's Ray Ray. I think his student ID said H. Raymond, Harold Raymond, but he said to call him Ray Ray. Ray Ray Corvin. You know.
Okay.
Yes, I don't know. And no, I don't know who his father or who his parents are. I just know he's paying me an extremely large sum of money to teach his kid how to harness magic. He does this fire and electric thing by himself, but they want him to figure out how real magic works and not just powers.
Okay. I mean, I was kind of in the same boat. I can offer my experience, but...
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, he's really smart. Like...
Oh, we should introduce him to...
Freakishly smart.
Not Damon. The other one in our team.
Huh? Why not? Why not Damon? He's a fucking genius.
Things got a little weird yesterday.
we need to.
Here, right, hang okay. on. Hold on. I am okay. play the tape.
Play the tape. What?
As psychic. Oh, just roll the tape.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Things are different.
Oh, you were. I still have a +13 to Arcana. Come
you
on.
You were even hotter than. Damn it. Oh, we did no magic. Okay, never mind.
I had a little.
We're good.
A little.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. You're better this way.
Oh, wait, before, because...
Also, apparently, Luna... you helped build this thing. As I, you know,
oh,
I,
I'm going to need to take that bitch that. Apart.
yeah. I'm assuming that Luna also can see the playback.
Yes.
And she goes...
I mean, like, I bring you into the link.
Colored Jen, commentary.
Order me a denim vest. Thank you.
What? Would you like it to be armored?
Can I do that?
Yes.
You can cool. get armored. Yeah, you can
cool.
get...
Cool. Yeah.
Basically, oh. you can find a way to work it into your armor.
That's what mm-hmm. I'm doing.
And then can you hit the add personalization? And
if you'd like, I can ask Tenzi to prepare you a tactical suit with that as the pattern.
Just the denim.
To wear over your armor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'll still get it armored just in case so it doesn't get destroyed so easily.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. We all needed new armor anyways.
Yes, everyone's
except
armor.
For me.
Yeah, everyone, you don't have
armor. I don't need new armor anymore.
I like to picture that, you know, as disturbing as it would be, like everybody else, the armor gets blown away and, like, Rico's still standing there. He's not, you know, all he's got left is the hat. And he's just like, well, that was fun. Oh, I should probably catch them.
Yeah.
Literally just with the hat alone, like, oh, oops.
Yeah.
Doesn't cover up until he realizes, oh, shit, that's
you're my sister. You're the only one awake, so, you know, you covered up. You were tasteful when you woke everybody
it's
up.
Like, you know, oh, shit, that's my sister.
Art was awake. He was
he was one hit point.
Mm-hmm. It was a death ward.
Yeah.
Yep.
He threw you a cloak. Here you go.
That's been, you know. Oh yes. What else have we missed over the past week?
Well, I got a job offer.
Got a job tutoring.
Yeah. I'm here like 5 days a week now.
Okay.
And the other two are. I'm sorry. I'm here 4 days a week, and then my mom figured out I was back in town.
Uh-oh. I haven't met her yet, have I?
No, I didn't want to meet her.
Okay.
I mean, not that she's bad. She's just, she's what you call a hedge.
Ah.
And she's all mad that I do, oh, that's a magician's term. Mm. It's someone who mm-hmm. uses magic that isn't, like, structured. Mm. Someone who doesn't follow the rules.
Power.
Hi.
Yes, but essentially she's a druid.
Okay.
And she kept talking about how I don't do real magic and how I'm not using the power of nature and God bless America. But yeah, she trapped
literally
me.
Literally a granola mom.
She trapped me into Sunday lunch every week.
Oh.
Kill me. No, well, don't do that. But
I could join you if you want.
Have my hot boyfriend sweet talk my mom so she'll leave me alone. I bet you could buy me a few weeks of sanity. Yeah, you should come with.
Done.
Her name is Moonbow.
Get the fuck out of here, Ball. Moonbow.
Don't ask why she.
Luna just starts laughing.
Yeah, the fact that I'm named as normally as I am was a fucking miracle. Yeah. I guess that was my dad's, well, bio dad's one request to not request full custody was that I get named after his mom.
Okay.
To be clear, bio dad is cool, but he wasn't in my life.
Ah.
Dad who raised me, not nearly as cool. But, hey, he's not in the picture anymore, so I'm not that worried about him. He was a soldier. He died. Don't worry about him. I don't much okay. anymore. I have lots of trauma.
I think she has more trauma than us.
No. No, she doesn't.
I just she look at you more. Like...
Luna.
Eh.
What? Why are you both looking at me?
By the way, you don't have your memories of being brute force anymore. They're gone. Like the memories of your... The memories of your time as brute force
from the other world.
Correct. They're gone.
Oh, okay.
Same thing with you, Brico. Even though you messed with yours, you have like the memory of the memory, but it's like third hand. You get like super disadvantaged to try and remember anything from it that wasn't like actively done. These two have it just because, and actually over time they are going to merge to where you know it's separate, but it's like having two desktops. You know, like I don't do it myself, but I know you can have like a separate desktop for like work and something else. I don't.
And you can actually
toggle between them. Exactly. You could toggle the memory. Like you wouldn't be able to do it on the fly, but if you had a couple minutes, you could be like, I really need to remember this from the other world. You could do that. And essentially that's going to be you're going to get three chits for all time of like finding information that might be from the other world. And you can just call it in. I'm calling it other world chit, and you'll have a chance at getting something, like something that might be useful. And each of you get three, because you know things are different over there. So maybe the chain of events have changed. Like they didn't have a bedlam. Shinsokyu was with them from the beginning.
Okay,
that's interesting.
Like he balanced out their party. Like he was like their guy.
He was their brain.
He was their brain.
Hmm. Okay.
That was the other timeline. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, you actually don't end up meeting Ray because he's in class, but she's like, she's got a video camera and she's watching the teacher press. She's like, this person doesn't know how magic fucking works. God, I could teach this class better than them. They don't pay nearly as well as this guy's dad does. And she's working on, she's like, got like that in one ear and then the other ear, she's actually working. She pulled out her phone and she's working on like, actually, she like taps her phone with a ring, and then she pulls up a separate AR window and puts her phone back in her pocket. And she's working on. It looks like she's going through her spell book, like she's making small tweaks, you know, because she's digitized her spell book.
Ah, yes, I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it's really pleasant. You guys end up going out to sushi for like an early dinner because you guys. Had food, but went and did something, and you're like,
order some more so that I can set it aside for.
As soon as you order it, and it arrives, a paw comes out of a portal, sweeps it in, and
two sets of paws.
Yeah, like a fox paw and another paw pull it in.
Weasel paw.
Yeah, and a weasel paw goes. And you're like, not gonna question it. Not gonna question it.
Well,
let's flash over to Mr. Damon. Demon.
Venator.
I'm not a Minotaur.
You're going to accidentally call... He's going to, like, accidentally call himself that. Because you are the other version of you. But you're also you from here. You're more that guy. But you... Like I said, you're going to become one eventually. And it won't be weird anymore. But you're going to accidentally call yourself Venator sometimes. All right. So we're going to flash over to Mr. Art with... Shinsoku/Dylan. Let's go talk to your parents. It's the wholesome episode, baby. All right. So, you go home. How do you get there? You just teleport there? I'm not going to fuck with it.
Well, they know you're a kid.
Well, I still have gliding. Because that was part of the armor.
So, yeah, you just go up high and then glide.
But you also still have that super swim speed.
Yes. That's probably how I'll do it because they're.
You could be like a dolphin. You can
just he's done that.
I've done that.
He's like 120 miles an hour underwater. He's fucking fast. Submarines like cap out at like 40 miles an hour. He's like a bullet.
And just so you know,
yes.
The armor gave me plus 10 move speed.
I know.
Plus the blade singer.
Well, you have to be blade singing to
when
get
I
it.
Do it right.
Oh, you're fast.
Oh, yeah. Like, if I needed to, I could really...
Hold on, wait. So your base is that, plus 10. You're 160 miles an hour underwater.
Yeah, for my base.
You move.
Uh-huh.
No, seriously, what's the fastest submarine? Like 30 miles an hour, max?
Something like that.
You literally go circles around it.
Yeah, I think I can outrace dolphins.
No, I know you. You 160 miles an hour.
Dude, yes. You can outrace most birds.
Like, peregrine falcons are like, I got you. And you're like, no, you don't. Turn on the speed.
No, they got him for the length of their dive. Then they have to pull out, and he's just like, keep going.
I cast Long Strider at 10 foot to my base speed. Now I'm 200 underwater, motherfucker. 200 miles an hour. Turn up. Actually, that'd be really good for you. Long Strider is a first level spell. You could just last an hour. Just something that you might want to add to your book.
Like I said, I have to sit down and really go through the spells.
Yeah, so I assume you just you just swim to your parents' house.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you kind of pop out of the water and you glide in into a landing and thump.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Aquaman landing.
Dude, he glides.
He does have that, but he's done the Aquaman landing before.
It's up to you, however you do it.
No, I probably glide.
But you glide in.
I'm much more refined than
you are more refined than you used to be.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of land and you see your dad's doing katas in the backyard. Like, he does a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's retired, so.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No, he's not retired. He's a professor.
So, would he be there? I like to think he teaches from home. He does, an online class sometimes. So, it's one of his online days, and, he's in between classes because he's doing that to de-stress because kids are idiots. Teenagers are idiots, and
because
he's teaching, I had a 100-level history course in Japanese history. I need this.
Yeah.
And you can hear him muttering under his breath as you arrive. And he says, that's a new look.
Yeah.
What happened to the really cool armor?
The exoskeleton. Hold on.
You look skinnier.
Yes.
No, actually, you don't look any skinnier.
No, I was always skinny.
No, you got a 20 con. You have a con 20 con still.
Yeah.
You're like, okay. Okay, he says, okay. So, you look different.
Yes.
He's less crabby.
What happened? And there's no crab motif. Are you still samurai crab?
I am not samurai crab.
Okay, but you're still Dylan, because I can tell.
Yes.
What happened? How would, give me the cliff notes. Do you give him the cliff notes version?
I'm going to go. Things happened during the last mission, and I got merged with another version of me. We actually kind of exchange places and dimensions.
Now, to be clear, you do still... Essentially, it was a mind swap.
Yeah.
So your mind is still there. Like, it's still you.
Right. Yeah, but...
It's more of a body swap. It's more of... It was a body swap more than anything. So your memory is still there.
Yeah. It's so,
like I said, you can tap into the other side. What? It's still you. You have all the same memories. It's just your body, and you have, memory that isn't yours, but you know it is, and eventually it'll become one.
Yeah.
So it's still you. Mm-hmm. He says, okay, so, I mean, if I got this straight, you're still you. You just happen to have borrowed the body of another dimensional version of you.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have to do blood typings and things like that to make sure, not that you're not, I know you're my son. You still have, the scar from as you're a kid. Everything matches up. Like I said, the time that changed is if the physical change happened in Japan. So you were a 20-year-old,
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you didn't end up going on to get your... You did not make the kata, the next level of kendo.
You didn't get that, 5-year skip.
Technically, you did, because the other version of you did. But you probably get spanked if you tried to actually
compete at that level right now.
You kidding me? With his AC, he's not going to get spanked if he didn't want to be.
You know what? You're right. They can't hit you.
Yeah, they
can't. But then again, they only need a touch, so they got to hit his AC is 13.
Shield doesn't work?
No magic. It's not Kenjutsu. It's he would be able to use Bladesong, so a minute.
He has that proficiency times.
Your AC is 18. 19 touch. Now you're really good.
Yeah.
You would still be competitive. You wouldn't be as good at hitting them, but...
You don't really need... Actually, no. He's even better at hitting them.
It doesn't...
He adds his intelligence to damage.
You're even better. No, never mind. You're just as good at kendo as you ever were. Actually, you're a little better.
Don't do the twin sword style.
Yes. Still, Bladesong, you can use two swords.
Yes, but he's not trained in it.
Yeah. Not yet, but he can take a...
Don't. No, you have to have a weapon in one hand. Specifically.
No.
A weapon
no,
in
no,
one
no,
hand.
That's for the casting.
Yeah, he will also need...
Warcaster.
Warcaster.
Don't do it. Just gear up with the one sword. Trust me.
Yeah,
no. He says, okay. Well, I mean, your mother always wished you were more bookish, so it looks
like
you
are. Oh, yeah, no. She'll really enjoy the changes.
That sounded weird talking about your mother. We're gonna move past that. So, yeah, you go and you have a nice, like, he says, are you hungry? Okay. He pulls in and, like, he's got, like, like the bases of a hot pot going. He's like, I was going to make it for dinner, but we can start it now. And he cooks you up a nice hot pot.
Okay.
So we'll go over to Mr. Damon. Damon.
I still expect him to call me the other name.
I was going to do it, but I didn't. Also, I can't remember. I can't keep it straight in my head, so it's going to
be... That's why I'm sticking with the one.
Vanitas? No.
Nope. Venator.
Venator. Fuck.
Venator.
Think Mind-ator.
Venator, Venator, Venator. So we flip over to Venator,
he looks so disappointed.
He's like, "Why did I correct him?"
So, like I said, flip over to Venator, and you are headed to meet Claire. Actually, Claire's working; it's the middle of the day.
So I'm going all the way to Chicago.
Hmm?
So I'm going all the way up to Chicago.
And you can't cast teleportation circle anymore.
Teleportation
three times a day.
Proficiency. Oh,
yeah. Proficiency times per day, yeah.
My proficiency went up to 5.
All right.
So you can just blink?
Yeah. Blink there.
So you know her lab is locked the fuck down. Like, magic, tech. You can get to, like, the front door.
Mm-hmm. You don't have ascending anymore, do I?
No.
I got ascending with technology.
Say, hey, I'm in Chicago.
Hey, I'm free. I'm actually outside. Want to let me in?
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
That is classic, Rob.
Send a text that says knock, knock. Yep,
classic. Yeah. All right, so you get, you're already approved for, it's different. That one's done, so it's new. New project, but looks like you're still on the approved list. Just badge in.
I attempt to badge in. Do I even have my right badge?
No.
I know the code.
Yeah, you with your memory, you remember the code, too.
Yeah, I just type in the code.
Okay,
request a new badge once I get in.
Yeah. Since you guys decided to stay, they way before you left, they had you pop down to, like, human resources where they swapped all the beer badges and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they did say...
technology is not necessary.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. That's why you had to do that here.
Yeah.
But they did... there is a thing that says, your current badge says Venator. That's what this says. Is it going to stay, or am I changing it to Demon?
Demon.
All right. It has changed. And it does say, a.k.a. Venator at the bottom. It does say that because you may accidentally call yourself that. Mm-hmm. Because your body might... It's a muscle memory. Mm-hmm. To say your name. That's why people, even when in comas, can sometimes mumble their name. Because their body knows how to do it. It's weird. I think. I read that somewhere. That may be bullshit. I don't know. Moving on. So you get down there and they say, oh, new badge. Okay. And the reason for requesting new badge?
Paradoxical issues.
That's actually a selection. And when you do, it says you've been there has been an interview requested.
By?
HR.
I'll comply. I will send, there's a delay. I'll explain when I get there.
Okay. I'm off at 6, so hopefully you'll be here before then, because, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like 3 o'clock, because you had to do all the HR stuff. And you're brought into a meeting room, and they said, and it's like, looks like probably the head of HR for this location, so middle management. So you put down paradoxical issue. What? Most people do that as a joke.
It is not a joke.
But when we click the is it a joke button, you said no. So,
is there a joke button?
No, really. It was like, because they're all nerds. Like,
if somebody takes the paradoxical issues button, it's programmed to say, is this a joke?
I love that.
Everybody usually says yes. Because, I got called out on it. Fuck it.
All right, fine. Yeah, the program yes, it's called a joke. Me out. Yeah.
You're like the third one to ever hit no. So, at this location in 10 years. So, what?
What is your clearance? Bring this up to Claw. Or bring this up to you, Zaya. I don't think you have
enough clearance. Feel free to throw my name.
Hold on. She says, I actually, you know, last someone asked my clearance, I have to actually go look at my notebook. She has to pull out her badge. She says, Delta clearance?
Not high enough.
But fact is, it wouldn't be. My boss is a beta. Does that count? Is that high enough?
Send my name to Zaya. He will reply.
I am not.
As I'm playing the card of calling by first name.
I am not sending the owner of the company a message in your name. How about this? You text him. And she says, you can wait here.
I send the text. 5, 4.
You get it. A text comes through. It says, be there in 10.
Okay, he'll be here in 10.
Okay.
9.
Oh, let me get you to the executive suite, which there is one in this building, because if he shows up, they're not going to send him in a fucking
HR meeting room.
So she walks you down, and it takes like a couple. This facility doesn't look that big from the front, but it's much bigger underground. And she takes you to actually one of the levels above ground. Because you were in like the depths of the fucking building in HR. Because if you were going to explode or something, you'd be trapped. Sorry. So they take you up to actually like the second to top floor. And she says, there's an electromagnetic shield in here. We'll lower it if you need to send a text message. Or you can just touch your phone to the wall and it'll send. They're designed for that. Oh, and if you plug your phone into the dock on the table, there's a phone and iPhone chargers. We don't know why anyone picks iPhone anymore, but it is there. It's USB-C all over. Everything plugs into it now.
Tink. Or remote charging.
Or wireless charging, yes. But if you'd like to send a message or wait for text to come in, dock it, and you'll be able to wait message.
Did our super phones get swapped? Did he lose his super A phone?
Looks very similar.
Okay.
Yeah, because we got the super phones before my change.
Correct.
Okay.
And Art never had one.
Yep.
He has a regular phone.
Mike's phone ticks because it's based on his power.
It doesn't, but you still think it's funny that way.
It is hilarious. So I have that set as a ringtone.
Yes, it's tick, not funny. All right. So you go in, and about 8 minutes later after you get there, because it takes like five minutes, so he's a little late. He arrives and he says, sorry, the chopper, apparently I hadn't upgraded the chopper to what I thought I had, so it took a minute. What? And you look different. What?
Paradoxical issues. Can we have the room?
No one else is there. It's just okay. He walked in and the door sealed behind him.
Paradoxical issues involving Michael Aiden.
The squirt. Okay. Hold on. How am I related to him? Well, my marriage. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Real?
Don't worry about it.
30 passive perception. I think I hear it.
It was like a... It was...
It was like that momentary... But you read it across his eye.
that's what it was. He had like a thing, like he thought of a name. He says, oh, the squirt. And then you read across it, like the eye said...
The data text. And you're just kind of like...
It's maternal. Oh, no, it'd be married. Oh, what would it be? So it's his.
So it, Jason
her,
is
her nephew's son, which is. Oh, let me do the math. My dad's Jeff. So what Jeff's kid be to my dad? I'm just doing this. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out what it would be.
It's like,
actually, it's first cousin once removed. No, nephew once removed. There is a relation, but they don't need. Yeah, we're related. It's my. Yes, we're slightly related. I know him well. He developed time travel?
Not necessarily. Different universe. I'm...
Parallel timeline.
Yeah.
Neat. Kind of. Mostly terrifying. You didn't... Did you... Okay, did you swap? Or did you
body swap.
Meet yourself? Good, okay. Less worried about that. Because don't want to touch the time... Don't, if you ever meet yourself, don't come in contact, okay? Just, like, look at each other, understand it's a bad idea, and go the other direction.
Yeah. You're going to have to tell that to, the other two of us.
Yep.
High five!
Oh, it's so nice to meet you!
Like, I don't think it would cause any serious damage to the timeline, but we're not sure.
better safe than sorry.
Yeah, like, oh, and if you ever get time traveled,
don't
or try and keep the anything important. Just don't fuck with it. Now I don't even have to tell people that shit, but you've actually almost done it. So I have to now. You are on the list of people I've had to actually have that talk with.
Well,
don't fuck with
you're
time.
You're the one to talk about that.
One time, and it didn't affect anything. Shut up! You know how do you know that?
You told us.
Damn me, telling people things I shouldn't have told people things.
Remember, right? No, I don't have the sage. So never mind. I was about to say I also detect lies, but that's
technically
I'm not taking
you do
the sage.
With insight.
My insight's not as good as my perception, but my passive's pretty good.
But is this, okay? Yeah, I may have borrowed. You know what I mean, and it was for a good reason. And she's mm-hmm. fine. She's fine. She's happy now.
Yep.
Saving the world, or trying to.
So am I? I did not want to tell your HR lady that because I know she doesn't have high enough clearance.
Yeah, but
And I need a new. I had to get a new badge.
Oh well, she can't even print you one of those. He like pulls out a label. He actually like walks over and like touches a thing on the door. I need a label. I need a badge printer. Just bring it up here. I'll take care of the rest. And put let's go. He says it'll be up in a minute.
3 minutes later.
No, like 24 seconds later. Like there's like a as someone like on like with like wheels, wheels on their feet. They like pop out.
Like go
that's,
go.
That's their power. Yeah. No, but that's their power. They can like they have wheeled feet, and they got it, boss. Put it down, and then they skate away. I do like that kid. He goes by Go Go. I just like the name.
Go Go.
Like that movie?
Yeah, it's a good movie. I like that movie. He says that, and Paul says that too. I like that movie. Don't have to be everything. It doesn't have to be original. And he pulls it out, and he just like takes a USB cord from like his arm and puts it into it. He says, oh, "I gotta." He says, pulls out a separate, like a different kind of ink, like a different kind of label, like different kind of ink cartridge. Puts it in. Printing alpha clearance.
Just a smile appears on his face.
Yeah, you had similar to that before. You had probably mm-hmm. a beta before, but now he knows you better.
Well,
he says, to be clear, this is provisional alpha clearance. It will not get you into any of my research labs, with the exception of this one. Though this will get you a phone call directly to me when you hand it to somebody. That's about it. And also, if you find a claw weapon cache, this will get you in. I cool. see you're martially adept now with the holsters and the weapon on your back that I want. I want to check those out because I don't.
He's. Not,
I think those I, were mine, but I don't think they're mine.
I would not be in my.
He's in civilian gear.
Yeah.
Yes, but you wouldn't have any of your energy pistols available.
As a bonus action, I'd instantly switch.
Yes, but
rocking a.
Do you have an ankle holster? I mean, like, that's the kind of thing.
I probably would still have a weapon available.
Would it be one of the energy pistols?
Yes, it would be the laser pistol.
Yes, the energy pistol. Laser pistol. He says, okay, that looks like something I was developing, but I never finished it.
As I said, paradox.
Do want.
One second.
Just hold, yeah.
And I switched to have... all of my gear on.
Oh, okay, great. Just put them on the table. I'll scan them, and you can take them back.
And you owe me a favor.
No.
He's giving you alpha clearance.
He already gave me alpha clearance.
I could burn that shit down. How about this? I know that you have some magically oriented friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know a guy who is doing, or I'm sorry, I know of a magical swap meet that's going on, and they're selling different magical items in Riverside City. It's over in Nukahokia. It might be neat, but I can't go myself. Obviously, I'm busy, but I can get you my token to get in for you and your team.
All right, sounds like a deal. When is it?
Tomorrow. Like I said, I'm busy. I would make time for that kind of shit usually.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, if the Oh, since you know, the missus really wanted to go, but she's busy with the casino, so she couldn't. Yeah, it's difficult.
Glad you remember that.
It's difficult living apart, but make it work.
They're both based out of Chicago, so.
I thought they're. Oh yeah, oh no. So never mind. He wouldn't have said that. He says
no, but she could be, you know, visiting.
Yeah, she could be away visiting. She had to go back to the home to the home casino, at the reservation for a meeting, and she's been gone all week. So,
because I believe I have her now technically as the clan leader.
I know. So she had to go back to like the clan lands to talk about it, because she has to go back every couple weeks to make sure she makes decisions and shit like that. So, he says, yeah, it's tough with her away, but, you know, we make it work. The fact that I can go to a teleport pod and meet her if I need to is nice.
Yep.
Well, I don't know why I told you that, but I did.
Yeah, you know, I have that effect on people sometimes.
It's not that common to run into somebody who gets it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like you're as smart as you were before, but I feel like you're a really good listener now.
Oh, yeah. I'm very good listening.
Okay.
Yeah, so the real reason why I'm here is I'm actually going to visit one of your employees here.
Oh, give her the rest of the day off. It's okay.
Oh, okay. She gets off in like 3 minutes anyways.
Yeah. No, she gets off, off in like an hour and a half. Like, yeah, you can take her if you want. Just take her, you know, go. Yeah. How about this? Take her to dinner on me.
All right.
And call that the other half of the favor. Put the weapons on the table. He almost does the grabby hands, like, but he restrains himself.
Be careful with this one. The weapon of certain death is what you had called it. Weird name.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, it stops cellular generation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that one. I like it, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
I want the one in the back, too.
He pulls it out. Laser rifle.
Yeah, I know. Put the table. Yeah.
Big. Look carefully into the energy cells too.
Okay, so does is he does a physical scan. Like, yeah, you actually watch as a field of like blue light comes from his hand, and he scans it, flips it over, scans it again, puts it on. He scans it like 8 or 9 different directions until finally it's like, all right, I've gotten as much as I can without taking them apart, and I'm not sure I can put them back together. So I'm gonna not do that. But if I can't figure it out, I'm going to be calling you.
All right.
I think the sword's magical. It's not tech for sure.
Yeah, it has an odd effect to it.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry about that. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it. Have a nice dinner. And he gives you an AR card that's a reservation at Butter, which is one of the best restaurants in Chicago.
All right. I go...
Alex Garnaschelli's restaurant in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Mike?
I'd like to go, but the waiting list is ridiculous.
Oh, by the way, it seems like my intelligence was reduced, but our friend Samurai Crab, he also had a little bit of change.
Okay.
And now he's the smart one.
Okay, is he still Samurai Crab?
I think he goes by a new name.
What's that?
Rob is bad at names. Sazoku?
Shinsoku.
Shinsoku.
Okay.
Get your shin wet.
Got it. Like the Japanese priest people. Okay, I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
May have to call him. Yeah, but he doesn't do tech. Yeah, he does do tech.
You should have seen what he did with our cell phones.
Yeah. And he's like, I need to build the other half of it. Shit.
Yeah, I lost half of my...
You have the cube, though.
Yes, I still have the cube, and I have at least two of them that I can...
You can take mine apart.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he says, excellent, I appreciate you letting me know. I might be... given this, he gives you like he flicks you an AR card, which you can't open. He says, I've queued it to his fingerprint, which, yes, I have on file. Don't worry, don't ask why.
FSA connections.
No. Assuming his fingerprint's the same as it was as Samurai Crab, I have his fingerprint on file.
It might be reversed. Multidimensional bullshit.
He says, I'll make sure it triggers if it's reversed too, just in case. So thank you for coming. I appreciate it, and enjoy Butter. Alex has been doing great work lately. Garnishelli. She runs the restaurant.
Okay. Butter. I thought you were naming
no.
the...
No. I literally am referencing the restaurant in Chicago because I think it's neat.
Alright.
So you guys go to dinner and she's like, I get out to work an hour and a half early. That never happens.
Yeah, I had a run with Zaya. I had to kind of call him in through HR.
Don't even bother. Cool.
She gets the full story.
Cool. We'll do the talk to me about butter. Apparently they have private rooms for people with that kind of reservation. So sweet. So you go, you tell her the story. She says, neat. She makes fun of you for being dumber. Then you remember everything. And she's, not a lot. She makes a little bit of fun of you for being dumber. And then the fact that you remember everything now, she's like, never mind.
Maybe that'll be useful. I'm starting to call her out on a few things that she's
missed. Never mind. We're good. We're good. Yep. We're good. Never going to make that shit again. Nope. Okay. Moving on. And she's like, you're going to crush trivia. Oh, we're going to trivia night tonight.
All right.
And there's like a really, really tough trivia contest, but she just has you like speed read this this book. Like this book of like factoids that they pull from. And you guys crush it
that night. I assume I no longer have Scholar's Touch.
Actually, no.
Once a day.
Okay, because you're going to give it to my weapon as at will.
Sure. Put it to the Mind Blade. You can do that too. That's fine.
Fun.
Scholar's Touch, it will. It's fine. Because you, and now you never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to hurt.
20 wisdom, big brain for capacity, small brain for processing power, big hard drive, slow processor.
Yeah.
So, you go, trivia night, you crush it, and the next day rolls around for everybody. Oh. And...
I was going to go check on El Combustion before...
Cool, we'll do that. Are you going with Miss Brightforce to your grandfather's house?
I feel like we're just going to tag along. I'm tagging along.
Mm-hmm. Gwen's been staying here, too, so...
Yeah.
I would also make a stop in the Sanctum Sanctorum.
Okay, that's shit.
A whole nother barrel of fish. I figure we'll do that tomorrow.
Well, I got to check in on my dad, and I don't have Cindy anymore to give him a message.
Wait! I do!
You can send him a text.
Interdimensional?
There's a repeater that was installed by Gwen.
Yeah, but this is more of a conversation in person. Unless I want to get him out of there.
Whatever you want to do. So we'll flash over to El Combustion to El Combustion's house as you guys walk in. And Gwen's like, okay, I'm gonna go like clean up because I got school cooties on me and I need to change.
I understand.
So she sashays away. You guys go back, and El Combustion is, like, staring at the window where there's five FSA agents who are kind of, like, prowling his lawn. And he says, I pay so much money to have it be perfect all year round, and they fuck up my yard! He's like...
I mean, it is snow-covered, so...
He's a little salty.
January.
Oh, yeah. So he's like... He says, but, yeah, I have to make nice snowmen. And they have wrecked the snow, and they say there's not enough snow for my favorite snowman. He says, "Poor, you know it's my favorite." He says, "I like it when they make a big bomb." And then they make it shoot candy.
So it's been a rough week.
Yes, they have wrecked my lawn. Do you not see it? All the snow is trampled.
Yes, and we've been locked away in quarantine.
This is it happened to me so many times. It's no big deal.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Well, I mean, I may or may not have broken into the Byron nuclear facility one time. It was not good for the facility. They had to rebuild, like, the whole left tower. And you know what? It's still working to this day.
Yeah.
Because they had to revamp the whole thing.
So I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yes, I feel much better.
You look much better, too.
I always look fabulous, but okay. He has confidence for six people. Let's be clear. You've known this about him his whole life. The only times you've seen him not super confident are when you were at risk. When you guys were at risk. That's it. His confidence fades. Week. When he almost died. Yeah. Because he'd been poisoned over the course of months.
Yeah. And so. I will, you know. When I get a second, I'll send a quick thank you to Jen.
Would you like some horchata? My new machine is awesome. I
found out. It to look exactly the same.
How did he find out?
How did he figure it out?
He says,
it had a different taste.
No, wait, I think we got like an upgraded version. I think.
No, yeah. you bought him the upgrade.
Made sure it looked.
No, exact. No, I thought you said you wanted the upgrade.
No, we got the upgrade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we wanted it to look exactly the same, so we wouldn't.
No, mm-hmm. you said you broke the one he had, so I got you a better one.
We gotcha. Did like an exact copy of the mask.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
He says the new one has a regular and then the cinnamon and then something with berry. It's weird, but it was weird at first, but now I really like it. I think it might be the new thing. I don't have to tell Maria to get one. But I've been told when I try to buy her one, these are very expensive. You pay her through the nose.
Yeah, I felt bad about breaking the old one.
Okay.
He says, but I'll try it.
Okay. He goes and he pours it and it's like purple.
Hmm.
But strangely tasty. Or it's a berry horchata.
All right.
So
hang on a second. CC, you want to try something? I'll pour two small glasses.
Two paws. you see one comes back half drunk. Yuki did not like it.
Okay.
So
I'm assuming she liked it. Yes, she liked it.
I did not give the cup back. No, it comes back, but hers is empty.
Yeah.
Thank you. And it's like, he go and he says, so where you been? Okay, I knew you were in quarantine, but you, what's the big weapon on your back?
Oh, that's from yesterday. That was a wonderful adventure.
Do you explain what happens? Well, or do you want to shortcut it, or do you want to explain it differently to him?
We just.
Oh.
You gonna star wipe and explain it, or are you going to actually describe it to him?
I was gonna say something along, actually, he was like, okay, roll tape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what we just keep doing. Well,
that's one of the neat aspects of my powers. I can just be like, so this is what happened. Here's the memory.
Okay.
And I'll just be standing there with him to explain it.
You didn't look like you.
Yeah, no, that was
very svelte.
It was.
I think that you worked out. You should work out more.
Surprisingly, we have the same modifier for strength. So
I'm talking about dexterity. You gotta get toned.
Yes, but I'm tougher here. I'm tougher this way.
I just said tone. I mean, you spend a little more time, on the crunches and the good stretches and aerobics. Aerobics are key.
Uh-huh. Well, that's where I got this thing from.
Okay. So
apparently I called it baby.
That sounds like you. I guess maybe that was you. Okay, it probably was. Okay. And it says, it's inscribed. Baby. Okay, that's it. Okay, so you hungry?
We kind of had sushi just a bit ago, so.
Oh, you're right. I should have understood.
It's all good.
Okay. How about I give you dessert?
Dessert sounds good.
And he pulls out a tres leches cake from the fridge that is like, it's heavy. Like, if you ever had good tres leches cake, like really good, like from a Mexican bakery, and the shit is like a half a pound and it's a little tiny square, and you're like, oh fuck, that's what it is.
All right.
And he says, this is not from Maria's. Don't tell her, but her tres leches is not as good as this place.
Okay.
And it's a little shop that like in the suck, like deep in the heart of the suck, there's this little Mexican bakery that just makes the best damn tres leches cake. Yeah, he makes it by soaking it with horchata, not milk. It's so good. Filtered horchata, but still. And he says, do you want to watch old Kate movies with me?
Absolutely.
Like he like didn't want to ask, but he also doesn't want to watch movies alone again. He says, this is he's one of my favorites. He says, this is Stromboli and Gentleman versus the Rocky Monsters.
All right.
That's a legit thing. I think I have in the book already. Mm-hmm. And
I remember.
Yeah, you guys watch, and it is as bad as you remember it being. As good and bad.
I figure Rico is like half watching. because he's watching and commentating, but he's doing the split focus thing and talking with Gwen, you know, because
she's not as good at it as you are. She came and joined you guys after okay. she got changed. Yeah.
Okay.
And she actually likes old Kate movies. She likes them because they're bad.
Okay.
So she's actually in it. She's like, okay, and you're having a running commentary, and Rayforce, how are you reacting to the commentary on the movie? Or are you involved? Are you getting involved?
Getting involved.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
And El Combustion just kind of sighs and relaxes, like this is what's right. Mm-hmm. And we are gonna wipe the next day.
Alrighty.
So, Rob/Damon, wait. You're going to go check on Merrick.
Yep.
And I believe Gwen and I were gonna check in on the Sanctum as well.
Okay.
Or so, at least I was, because that's yeah, she'll go with still you. My.
So I assume you guys
home.
Let's say we do it that night. Then you guys go to the portal in your bedroom, and you just.
I have the ability to go through tuned locations.
Yeah. Yeah, so you just use the...
He's got a specialized fork just for this
hemi-plane. Yeah, exactly. You just go, and it goes, and you just kind of... You do it, and you stand still for a minute, and it sends you through. It takes a full minute, but it does send you through. And a portal just kind of goes, and you fall through it. And yeah, so you guys kind of arrive at the same time. It's late at night, and Grimoire's there, your dad is there. They're actually talking, which is unusual. And they're talking about how they're going to finally get into the they're finally going to open up the headmaster's room.
Ooh, that sounds
good. But that it's going to take a few weeks because there's enough wards on this damn thing that...
The headmaster, you mean Maester that also showed up at the same time he did?
Yeah, he says, I lost the ward key.
Gotcha. So it's the three of them working on it.
Correct. It's all three of them working together. They're like, we can't get into this damn thing. Like, I know where all the wards are, and I would need to recreate the key, but I need the materials in the fucking room to recreate the fucking key. He's not happy.
Meanwhile, Rico sees Demon there, looks over at Gwen, and telepathically is like, oh, this is going to be fun.
I'm interested. He's, and how is it going to be fun?
He doesn't have the same mojo he had, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Is that why he's less attractive? Oh, sorry.
Less attractive?
I mean...
I still have spell casting.
Yes, but is it arcane?
It's druidic.
That is not attractive to her. Like she actually, her sorry, mother. Sorry, that's less attractive. That's
pulsive.
She's like, hold on. I can feel myself shriveling.
This will be fun, watching him explain this to his dad.
Oh, yeah. So he walks up and says, "Oh man...
Not again.
Can you still do magic?
Yeah.
Is it arcane magic?
Yes. Roll deception.
Yeah, I have a negative 2 charisma now that I didn't have before.
Oof.
Roll is deception. It arcane?
Can I reflavor it to be an arcane? Because that's no. What it was.
You're drawing from your bloodline, which is a divine thing.
So it's divine still.
I asked you if it was arcane. You were tapping into the power of the world. But you were tapping into the arcane the weave before. Now you're tapping directly into your bloodline, which is arcane. Which is divine, sorry.
Okay. Divine.
So he pulls out a $20 bill. A really well-wrinkled, a well-folded $20 bill. Hands it over to his buddy. You win. Damn it.
I just got that from him, too.
Yeah, it's that's the $20 bill they pass back and forth all, like... forever.
Yeah.
You've seen that bill more than you've seen any other piece of money in your life.
It is the same one. You recognize the numbers.
Yes, exactly. You
know, yep. I know those numbers.
Memory, just like, oh yeah, hey.
And he's, okay. Well, at least you're are you happy?
Yeah.
Okay. I assume dimensional travel?
Different timeline.
Okay. Body swap or mind swap?
Body.
Okay. Well, I guess it would have to be body swap. And no direct transfer? Just body swap?
Just body swap. I'm still the same mind.
Got it. Good.
Just less any sharp.
Any memories?
All of them.
That might be useful. Sorry. Your dad's pretty pragmatic.
Yep. The other world did not find the arcane gate in the south.
Huh. Or if they did, they couldn't figure out what to do with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said bind or find?
Find.
Okay. The answer is yes. It did, they didn't do either of those things.
No, they found it. They just didn't find it.
No, they didn't find it. Because they came through it differently.
They exited not the same
way. No, they came out the same way. But
they also didn't nuke the zookeeper's
exactly. sled. So they didn't know it was down there. And then when the pulse of... When it eventually... It was starting to open.
I thought it was starting to open because we nuked it.
Mm-mm, it was going to open anyway. That was a world event I had pre-prepared.
Okay.
It opened, and it was bad. He says, okay, so we do need to deal with that still, probably, for real. Because I know you bound it partially when you had magic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and our samurai is now fully magicked.
Well, no, I need to hang out with him. Not that I don't want to hang out with you, but anyone with new magic is interesting to me. So, make sure you tell him to come visit.
He knows.
Make sure you will. Make sure you tell him to come visit, and your dad, like, glares at you, like...
Enrico gets a small laugh as, you know, before, okay, time to go.
And your dad says, have you eaten dinner?
Yes.
Yes, everyone's offering you guys food, because when you don't haven't seen someone for a while, you offer them food.
I got to eat at Butters on Corvin's card.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds tasty because butter is tasty. All right. Well, if that's it, how are you with... He says, hey, how are you with wards? You've got a great memory now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the fucking inscription was on that key I had when you were a kid?
Yeah, I remember everything.
Roll me a wisdom check.
Just straight wisdom?
Yeah.
Remember, I have lucky on this character, so I can reroll a couple times, too. Five, one use, that's a nine.
Change dice, God.
You also have an inspiration, by the way.
Yep, I'd rather burn my luckies first.
Damn.
Six.
What the hell?
I'm 11.
Plus five, so 16.
Will 16 be enough? Or should
you don't know. Is 16 enough? It's up to you.
With lucky, do I keep the number or the best number?
It's the best.
You used your three.
No.
It was a 5, 9, 6, 11.
Yeah, you used all three.
That's all three. Still have my inspiration, but I'd rather... Yeah. Would I have had advantage because I am a Horizon Walker now? Portal.
Not a portal.
Right, it's...
It's a ward.
So no, I would not.
Good try, but no.
Just looking at the different skills, would I be able to just arcane?
I'm asking for memory because it wouldn't be something. It'd be something specific.
Okay. Well,
are you happy with 16?
Yeah.
So you're going. It's a partial success. You managed to draw what you remember, but the problem is he was always trying to keep it hidden. So you have half of it, and it's like perfect, like photocopier style. Like, but actually, he has Rico. You see Rico there. You're like, come here. Here's this memory. This is what it looks like.
Wait a minute. Yep. What's psychic surgery, this shit?
You don't need a psychic surgery, just share a memory.
Right, but...
No, he wants to actually look into both of our pasts.
Oh.
Fuck it. I'll go up to Maester Mortem and be like, okay, come here. Boop!
he would resist, because he doesn't know what you're doing. Did you tell him what you were doing?
Yes.
Okay, you just said boop. He's like, fuck that. No.
I'm going to go into your memories and find out exactly what that key said.
Oh, that would save me a lot of time. Yeah, please do that.
And away we go.
And because he's going with, he is like, he knows exactly when he created it. He takes you to that day, like to that minute. You don't see anything else. It's like a fucking curtain over it.
Oh.
Yeah. What's his color? Done mind magic. He is like
purple?
Darkish gray.
Okay.
Which is, you've never met someone without like color. And then you
black and white.
Yeah, but it had gold light behind it, you know? His is just like a gray.
I did see someone black.
Black is different than gray. Gray is like, it's like sepia tones, but less colorful. You know, if that makes sense? Like a black and white movie with like a hint of red behind it.
I get what you're saying.
Yes. I'm saying to the colorblind person. You don't ask what fucking color it was. It's very...
You can just leave it at gray.
It's very dreary looking. Like...
That's interesting. I'll have to look into that.
And your emotional sense is, this dude is, like, seriously depressed to the point where you've never seen someone this depressed in your life.
All right.
I'm talking like in your life.
Okay. That I will have to discuss with Damon later.
Okay. So he sees the key and he goes, "Okay, I can recreate that. I can recreate that." And then he's like, as he's doing, he's like drawing it on a piece of paper so he can do it. But the thing is, it's a three-dimensional thing, so he's like having to, he takes out a piece of wood and he's drawing it on that.
Arcane mark, just draw in the air.
That's way smarter. He drops a piece of paper.
And that's me correcting him.
Yeah.
Because I'm probably in the memory.
He did not bring you with.
Okay.
Nope.
Pointedly.
Gotcha.
No one else is with. And he says, and you'll forget this ever happened.
Okay.
He's very guarded, and you don't know why. Would you like to use detect thoughts? Yeah, that it will.
Yes, but is there a way I can do it without him?
Yep, because you have the ability to not have the failure trigger with the rank 3.
Awesome.
Would you like to do a deeper dive?
Unfortunately, yes.
I will make a wisdom saving throw.
I do believe spell saves are 19.
Well, good, because he's proficient, but he's not wise. Or he would have remembered him. God damn.
Paul got himself a new dice roller. It's really pretty, but it's also annoying.
He could also just leave off the top.
I didn't think I was going to be rolling anything at this point. I should have rolled the dice. He got a 17. So, what are you looking for?
Well, I am mainly looking for the reasons why he is depressed or why he is being so guarded with his thoughts.
The depression is that...
I have two thoughts in mind.
Talk to me.
Whatever happened in his missing time.
Okay.
Because he went missing from the Four Horsemen attack.
Yes. And?
The other one is that he's already 400 years old. Mm-hmm. He's lived a long time. His wife is dead.
That's what I was going for. He's lived a very long time, and he has watched countless people he loved die. I mean, horrible, horrible deaths. Up to and including his wife. And he had just found someone else he was thinking about becoming serious with when he, right before the Four Horsemen attack. And then he comes back, and it's, 20 years later? 15 years
less
later?
Less than 20, because he did start Damon's training.
So, like,
but they never could finish it.
10 years later, 15 years later?
Something like that, yeah.
10 or 15 years later, and she's moved on, and she's married, and they have kids. And he's like, that could have been my life, but because of this happening, it isn't. And, you know, he knows he wants to. He knows he's going to live a lot longer, because he doesn't really age much, at all.
At all.
Like at all. He's like, he has an anti-aging spell that he can't turn off.
Do you remember the source of his power?
No. Can you?
The Fountain of Youth.
Oh shit! He literally can't age, and he can't turn it off. It is a curse and a blessing. And he's had a remember of curse cast. It doesn't. It suppresses it for a day, and then it clicks back on. So he knows he's going to outlive everyone he's ever loved, with maybe the exception of, you know, someone if he can find someone who's as long-lived as he is now after the surge. So that's his new hope.
I have a thought about that.
Talk to me.
Does her name begin with an A?
No. Begins with a T.
And ends with a...
A. Tara.
She's literally an embodiment of nature. She's not really a romantic partner. She wouldn't
yes,
be.
Yes, but she's also as long-lived as he is and well, might oh no, consider...
They've talked. Like, they've commiserated. But they're drinking buddies, they're effectively. They're not... There's not a... He's looking for a romantic connection, and she can't give him that. No, it was a good thought, and you can have inspiration for thinking of Tara. Did you think of Tara, Rob, or no?
No, but... The whole idea of why.
No, but no.
I was hoping for.
You can have one for that, yes. But it was also your character, so I'm just playing with it.
I get inspiration when I can.
But yeah. That's the thing. It's very much. He's just lonely. And even though he's got people around him he likes, you're going to be gone in 100 years. And...
Well, that's the thing.
He thinks you're going to be gone in 100 years. He doesn't know that you guys are probably more long-lived than that now. He knows that certain powerful people can live longer. Like, El Combustion looks 40. He's 90. You know?
Yeah.
So he knows people like that, but no one's going to outlive him unless they're, you know, an elemental or an elf or something like that. You know, like, really, really magical. So he's just looking for a new partner who will live as long as he does. He doesn't want to marry another regular human, someone who's going to die and leave him alone again. And he doesn't have any kids, right? Wait,
my Leo? Best friend.
Leo's kid?
Yeah.
So, and the fact that he has to keep trapping Leo to keep him safe, it tears.
The power did transfer from the Fountain of Youth from him.
Yes.
Leo to him. So Leo is on aging.
That's fine, yeah. But...
Like, he's got the chronomancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine, but great. He's got a son forever.
Wait, I just had another thought.
Talk to me.
Is it lonely?
Very. Jiffy.
Non-binary.
He doesn't age. They don't age. Not
quite his type.
No. No, he's looking for a...
I get it, but I'm just trying to come up with ideas.
That would not be a bad
idea. That whole chronomancy thing just kind of went...
No, I like the thought. I do. No, but he knows that he's looking for someone with chronomantic powers, basically.
Yeah.
Or someone who is...
They'll always be there.
Honestly, he really would... You guys would know, or specifically Damon would know, he really wants a dragon. He doesn't know that, but that's about the only thing that's going to live as long as he does. And you know for a fact, do you know about Peru? No. But you know about Tennessee.
I think I remember being told about Peru.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. Yes. You do know about Peru.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the book.
Yep.
So, yes, you know that there are dragons in Peru.
But I can't talk about dragons.
So correct. I'm not gonna suggest, but you could tell him, hey, you could go check out Peru. Just hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Go check out the Nazca lines.
That'd be the thing, yeah. So,
spoiler for the end of book 2.
That's not a spoiler. I hinted at that shit the whole book.
Yeah,
and the whole podcast.
I'm only
in
chapter.
It was mentioned in the podcast at least once about the Nazca lines.
But yeah, so but that's why he's depressed. He's just lonely, and now, but then again, he's like, he's in a bad way. He's gonna need help. Either he's going to need to find somebody, or he's going to need somebody to commiserate. Is somebody to off? And I don't want to say offload because that sounds terrible, but he needs a win. And he every time he tries to win recently, he's just been unlucky as shit.
Well, I will suggest Peru.
Well, I will offer my services as the psychic counselor that I'm becoming.
That's a great side gig.
Like, yeah.
Top notch.
But also, there was the other thing about the being guarded about everything. Does that tie in with the depression? And
yes, it ties in. Basically, it's to the point where he's afraid of what people will think of him if they know how old he is. No one knows how old he is. Nope, not even you.
The creator does. I do.
Rob knows. Not Damon, or his son doesn't know either.
Correct.
So
the son is not that old.
Well, you now know that. No one else knows that. And the fact that he's so lonely, and the fact that he's 400 years old, and he's going to outlive everybody. And the fact that he has to hide that fact, people don't try and kill him for it.
Well, while I'm still in there,
mm-hmm. that way. Are you going to use psychic surgery?
That way it doesn't get shared. I am talking with him directly and saying, you know, I understand. I am here to talk whenever you would like. I can set this up whenever you want, and we can talk and...
Roll me a persuasion disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
Yeah, because he's feeling very vulnerable, but he's very guarded.
Remember, you have...
No, so it'd be advantage and disadvantage, so it'd wash.
And I have sorcery points again.
That is the best use of sorcery points.
It really is.
Twinning. Disintegrate.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
And disadvantage.
Yeah, all right.
You don't have reliable talent anymore, though.
I do not.
Reroll that.
Did you go eloquence bard? What kind of bard did you go?
I didn't.
He stayed sorcerer.
Wrong. It's her bard, not you. Sorry. Yeah.
Rerolling with sorcery point for an 18 plus 10 for 28. I rolled an 8 for the first one,
yeah, by the so, way. So,
and Mike is not as good at conveying.
No, I get it. Way, so, you know. Basically, what it boils down to is you make him feel validated and that you understand. And he realizes that you figured out how old he was and you didn't try and kill him for his power. Like, he says, no one else can know. My son doesn't even know. And he has the same effect I do. He won't age past 25, ever. And there's nothing we can do. It is a curse. Most of my children did not get that benefit. Just him. I don't know why. His mother was a wonderful woman, but she wasn't anything different than any of my other wives. And he's had like 7 wives. Like
the curtain has, you know, that he had pulled up, just kind of.
Yeah, you watch as his life unfolds and you see in, you know, I'm not going to give the whole story. Holy shit,
400 years.
And it's like, this is the longest one you've ever seen, you know, because you've never seen anybody longer alive than him.
And as we go further back in the 400 years,
it's more color, it
starts getting more colorful.
Yes. And as you come back,
that vibrant purple, like he was saying.
Yeah, purples and sparks of sunset orange and like very like
very magical.
Very magical. Very like mystic sunrise.
I was going to say that.
But yeah, so he says, I might send you requesting this. Because it's nice to be able to talk openly about this with somebody.
And anything you say in here is between you and me.
I appreciate that. And once I get my lab open, I have something you might want.
Well, I appreciate it, but I don't do this for rewards.
Well, yes, but I was going to try and give it to you anyway, but I couldn't find a reason to do it. I had a friend with similar abilities to yours.
Huh.
It might be useful.
Well, I appreciate it. Anytime you want to talk, just let me know.
Thank you. And you feel as he wants the mind to close.
And I will let it close.
All right. So, you guys go back. You guys go to bed. It's been a heavy few minutes. A
hell of a fucking week.
You had a heavy few minutes and then a hell of a week. You go to bed, wake up in the morning, and
shopping.
The shop meet is at, starts at 10 a.m. and you know the good shit will be gone by 10:30. So it's a swap meet. And so you end up, you go to New Cahokia and they say, why the hell are you here? And you show them the badge. Got it, you're in. They take you to this, like, you'd think it's like a, I'm trying to think of something that's not derivative, but it looks like a bazaar. Very similar to what you saw in, like,
the tower.
Yeah, the tower, but, like, friendly people moving around. There's people sitting on rugs with, like, a wand, like a fucking straight-up wand on there.
Was I allowed to bring Gwen with?
Yes. It says for up to 7
people. The second he says, hey, we're going to a magic shop.
It says for up to 7 people.
So
yeah, Claire's coming with.
4, 5, 6...
And,
Tomorrow.
Oh. She would definitely want to go because
she's finally getting out of the...
She wants to see where magic, what magic is like in this...
I use my spell slots. I have less of them now to Greater Resto.
Yes. With the ship being powered, it's as long as you continue...
As long as you do it, you do it.
Just that in the clear.
No, appreciate it.
I'm a 7th wheel.
You were the 7th wheel in that group.
Yeah, but at least you got, you know, you can talk with Gwen. She likes you.
I actually have something to do before the end. Like Natalie, suppose, and you can have inspiration for giving me for the idea. End of the night, Yuki and Yuki Cece. And Cece pop out, and they look toasted. hammered. They're drunk off their asses, and they have on like sunglasses and Hawaiian shirts, and I mean, and Cece's like, we had the best time, and she's the best. I'm going to pass out now and probably puke in your stuff. And passes out. And you
make sure she's put in a separate place.
No, she just keeps reappearing on top of you. Like,
God damn it. All right, I'm waking her up early with some loud music.
But she doesn't wake up. Like,
is she dead?
No, but she's a...
Give her the Alcombustion wake-up call.
But no matter what you do, you cannot shake her awake. She is like, she's immune to your effects. She has been for years.
Hence Alcombustion.
Well, there is one thing I could do, but she'd really hate it.
I don't recommend it.
I could dismiss her. Send her back. Sleep it off.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, no. Yeah. Yuki appears in your bedroom, just kind of like, we had a lovely time.
And she's perfectly fine. She's
how trash did you get her?
Oh, she can't walk. She fell asleep on... fell asleep, and I gave her a bit of ice essence so she'd actually not have a huge hangover tomorrow. She doesn't know that, but
yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm going to go and I'm going to go and enjoy my time with tomorrow.
She's not used to you. This is a new one. You gotta be.
But she was my party buddy.
I understand that.
Party buddy.
So she walks over to tomorrow and says, I'd like to play with Jesse now. And she says, I haven't shown... You told her about the alternate timeline already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. She says, I hadn't summoned Jesse since we got back. But yeah, she told about reagents and summons up. And a little, like, puppy named Jesse arrives. It's, like, adorable little, like, husky puppy. Made out, you know, with like, little fire ears. And she says, okay. And then they disappear.
Oh, God. Not again.
Yeah, but they're both elementals. They're going to be fine. Cece's a fucking animal. Or a being, you know?
Like, yeah.
They're elementals.
Beast.
Yugi faked being trashed. She was not. She was just doing it because she knew that, you know.
Cece was having fun.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then when she says, she'll be fine. And with that, now that we flash back to the bazaar, you see. Everything in tomorrow says, I'm going to need to be here all day. Are you good to stay with me?
Sure.
Excellent. And as the only bombshell is, she says, this stand is full of Atlantean tech. And with that, it's time to end.
Ooh.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.